friend of mine up in Elmore County told me he was in putting some up at his brother's place, and they got a hot charge there. You know, like them castings they used to get them niggas with over in Atlanta?
Yeah.
And on that Selma Mar, that same thing, a prod, cattle prod, they called them.
How many volts does that give you?
I don't know. I don't think it can, but it makes you feel kind of bad.
Well, you know, there's a certain kind of electricity that I'm not sure about. I was over in Oak Ridge, and they had a demonstration, and they can give you an incredible amount of shock. It's the same kind of, you know, when you rub your feet on the carpet, you can give somebody a lot of volts. It won't kill you. It'll just shock the devil out of you.
Yeah, I know. When my son put this change on top of that TV, and he says that every afternoon he comes in and turns that TV, and not that daylight's out of
it. And that's the kind of, you're supposed to be able to get a whole lot of charge there, and it won't, you know, it won't kill you.
Mm-hmm.
Did they ever have any of the fences made of wood, and we had maybe split rails laid in a zigzag fashion? Did you?
Yeah, I've seen a lot of those.
What they used to call that kind of fence?
Just a fence.
Mm-hmm. And you ever helped build a fence?
I had built one of my brother's house about 20 years ago, and we just put up a wood fence.
How big, how long was it?
Good God, that thing, you got a big old corner auto in there, and I bet we had 300 foot of fence.
Really?
Or more.
What do you have to do to put one up? What's some of the...
You got to get some post hole diggers. Mm-hmm. And then you want to put about 3 foot of the post down there, and then most of them, let most of the side fence is anywhere between 4 to 6 foot up. And you have to concrete that post, pour concrete in it, and level it up.
How many posts would you need?
Well, I think it just according to, well, I think you got to have them about every 6 to 8 foot apart. You know, for it to be a little, to withstand anything. No children going to climb them, it don't make no difference. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The fence you put up over there, about how many posts did you use there?
Good God, I bet we used, I don't know, 50 or 60 of them 4x4s they used. They treated lumber too, it won't rot.
Mm-hmm.
Too fast, anyway.
Yeah.
All of it's going to rot. They say it won't, but it will.
Ever have any fences made of loose stone or loose rock around here?
No, I never have seen one around here, but remember, I've seen them on the way up to the lake.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of them use some slate. They built a nice fence on one lady's house. I used to look at it every time I go by.
Yeah, you won't see too many of them.
No, sir.
Around Montgomery, not enough rock up in East Tennessee. Mm-hmm. Have those things all over the place. There's so many mountains and so much rock up there. And you said that you raised chickens. Sometimes if a hen wouldn't lay and you wanted to get her to start laying, did you ever have anything that you'd put in her nest?
Not to mind. All I know they do is give them laying mats.
Right.
Yeah.
For a woman, what's a woman's best dishes? You know, she calls it her what? Her. You know what I mean? Say her best, her Sunday dishes. That's her best what?
The china.
Mm-hmm. If you had an egg made out of that, you'd have what?
An egg?
Yeah, made out of that stuff. That same stuff would be what kind of egg?
I don't know.
Just China? Just an egg made out of china would be what there?
I don't know.
Just a china egg?
I never have heard of the expression you use it.
Okay, I'll come back to that one. what are some of the things that you would use to carry water in?
Pail and a bucket.
Is there a difference between a pail and a bucket?
Not to my knowledge.
What were they usually made out of?
Steel, I reckon. Iron, look like me, probably be steel. A galvanized iron is what most of them made out of.
Did you ever see any of them made out of wood or anything?
Yeah. That's what I got my ice cream freezer made out of. It's just like a bucket.
Is there any of but you call both of them a bucket or a pail, wouldn't
that? That's right. And then you got the polyethylene buckets and pails now. They ain't supposed to rot.